Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. By logging on and listening to Live with Kathy, you're going to discover what the world has to say. Our world is shrinking, and don't you want to be part of it? Don't you want your voice to be heard? And it can. All you have to do is email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I, and I will share with you this incredible introductory offer that I'm extending to newbies, new people on the air that have a message that they want to share with the Z world. Are you one of them? No guts, no glory? Are you living a life of should have, would have, could have, if only? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Good morning. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. It's a beautiful day in Chi-Town. It's 8 a.m. Central Time, and I'm looking out over the beautiful pond and the trees and the landscape, and the wind isn't galing 99 miles an hour, but that could change too. You know, Chicago's known for its politics, windy city, but actually it's known for its weather. In one day, we could have all four seasons, but I digress. Did you know that you're the creator of your life? When you woke up this morning, were you excited about your day? Huh? Or did you just sigh and say, oh, thank God, tomorrow is Friday and I'll have 2 days off, or whatever? You know, there's good out there for you. And you deserve it. But what are you thinking? Call in 347-637-3789. Excuse me, email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, post office box, 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Promise me that you won't go till the very end. I need to ask, does some of this sound a little repetitious? If it does, I plan on it. Repetition, 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 until you finally release the stranglehold that you have on your life, that you may be living in regret, or you may be living your life according to the gospel of someone else. You see, you have a place to fill on this planet. You woke up this morning, didn't you? This very moment, what type of life are you creating? It's you. There's no blame. Of course, we have tragedies, we have upsets, we have disappointments. But in it, there's always a message. It's a learning curve. Log on, simplyageless.net, and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Oh, Roger and I love performing. The Bard and James Brown. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear his voice. Our bags are packed. And then remember, there's love letters. It's a new genre in fundraising. No lines to memorize. We just read. Oh, how exciting. Did you ever dream of being on a stage? Mm-hmm. You see, Roger and I just love performing. And you've heard me say time and time again that when we're performing, I don't know, the world could end and we wouldn't know it. We're so into what we're doing. Because it's what we want. It's what we have created. Scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, Sea, Kretsov, Spring, Chicken. It's an original, self-published, e-book in soft copy. You could only get it through me. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better, longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations, just my au naturel methods, secrets, and techniques, and they're yours. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Scroll down, nonfiction. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. This is not out of Hollywood. This is right here. 14 of us bared our souls to help you enjoy the life that's eluding you right now. Available at Author House. Scroll down. Fiction and nonfiction. The Heart of the Lion. Mount Kilimanjaro. Mount Kenya. William Holden Safari Club. Samburu, Amboseli, Kikorak. Nairobi. On a photo tour. I wrote a journal. And that's how the book came to be. That's available at Ex Libris and Amazon.com. Now, the next book, it's not featured, but it's going to be shortly, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, written and selected by David Ricklin. 115 of us bared our soul to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show will be archived after the show. Wait about 10 or 15 minutes and then log on. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's date, May 19th. You are the creator of your life. And pause with perspective, signs of mind. Murphy, the human whisperer, watches over his human, Reverend Bob Luckin. That's when he isn't working on his column. And this is what Murphy has to say that resonates with today's topic. I want you to dig up your authentic self. Now, Murphy is saying, you know, people like me because I don't pretend to be something I'm not. If I slip, I don't pretend it didn't happen. And if there's food on the table, I stand by the table and let people know I want some. And you know, if I'm scared, I shake. If I want love, I sit as close as I can, and unless you stop me, I will lick every square inch of your face. You know, I don't have the kind of pride humans have. I don't have the right to be, nor do I have to look good. You want to know what the truth is? I love my freedom to be real. I don't have to fake. I don't have to pretend. I enjoy being a dog. And you want to know what? You humans out there? I think people ought to allow themselves the freedom to let their humanity show. When my human friends show affection, speak from the heart, and laugh when others try to hold their laughter in, they're expressing their true nature. Now, this is what I want you to do today. Come on. It's important to stop trying to do everything perfectly. I think some people are dying from having to be right and look good, comparing and competing. Why? Can't you stand in your own shoes and be who you are? I know I'm a dog, but I don't think people need to work on being more authentic. I think they need to look at their fear of criticism and or rejection and ask themselves if they are safe enough to be real, creating your life as I speak. It may be necessary to work on making your life safe by changing the inside or outside conditions. Make having the freedom to be real a requirement you hold on to as powerfully as I do a bone. Oh, thank you, Murphy. Murphy's Dogma. Digging up your authentic self. Make your freedom a requirement. Don't be scared to show your beautiful humanity. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. And you do it in baby steps. You don't have to do it all at once. You know, it just reminds me of New Year resolutions. Oh, man, you're hell-bent on intention, and you write down 50 things that you're going to change. Well, I give you 72 hours, and you're not going to change anything. But if you just sit back in quietness and deep breathing, clear your mind. Don't let any creepy, crawly thoughts work their way into your quiet zone. And change the first thing that comes up. Vow to change it. Be on purpose. And then you take baby steps. Baby steps. You're creating your life. And you want to know how you're doing it? Intention. But can you persevere? Can you persevere? Can you be on purpose? Can you stay the course? And this is from The Secret Scroll by Rhonda Byrne. You create your future with the power of your intention. If you don't have intention and perception, and if you can't see it in your mind's eye, there you going. Intention is simply the conscious act of determining your future now. Health, harmony in relationships, happiness, money, creativity, and love. It will come to you in the future based on your intentions now. Intend every day and create your future life. May the joy be with you. Rhonda Byrne and Kathy Watson. Be happy now. Feel good now. Be in joy now. Be in gratitude now. Oh, I could just hear you all now saying, oh, geez, she hasn't a clue what I've been going through. Oh, toxic, negative thinking, negative Nelly. If you're a follower of my show, I'm going to tell you again. Whatever is happening in your life, you created it. Life can have a meaning to us only in relationship to this thing we call ourselves, the real self. Who are you? What are you, and where are you going? Come on. Examine yourself right now. And you see what you're really made of. If you do it enough, you'll soon discover that there's more to you than a rag and a bone and a hank of hair. For just as you stand before a mirror looking at yourself, something else about you seems to stand apart from your physical body. Okay, for instance, we can count our toes and fingers. We can hear our heartbeat or feel pain in our body and know that we are more than this. There is something about ourselves that, in a very definite sense, seems to be separate from what we are doing. Spiritual, what is your belief system? You know, it's evident that there's more to you than there seems to be. I mean, our physical body and environment, we must add something else. Consciousness. Are you living in the now? Cause, effect, create by our thinking. The choices we make, we shape our world, our life. Whatever cause you've set in motion will and must produce some kind of effect. It's the law. Right now, this very moment, what type of life are you creating? It's your choice. You can't blame anyone. Who are you? What are you, and where are you going? You know, you've heard me say time and time again, there are 24 hours in a day, 1,440 minutes, and they're yours. So I'm asking, how and what are you creating? And remember now, the little children or the grasshoppers, the teenagers, they're our future. What type of life are you creating for them? And I want you to know they never forget. They never forget. So I'm asking you. I don't know where you are around the world. I'm asking you. What desire or desires are still dancing in your heart? You know, as children, we came into this world, we didn't have a blueprint. We had to listen to our mothers, our fathers, and our teachers, and so on and so forth. So we may have been told that what we desired was not always possible. And we were told to accept that fact and life would be easier. No, 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 no. Life is never easier if you stay in your comfort zone. Your comfort zone. It's evident that there is more to us than seems to be, that our physical body and environment, we must add something else. Let's call it consciousness. Do you have the ability to know that you are yourself, and that you're different from anyone else? There's no one newer than you, Dr. Seuss. The ability to know. Do you know who you are? So you're asking, what has all of this got to do with me? But does this affect my personality? You see, I want a dynamic personality. I want to be somebody. I want lovableness and charm. I want to be creative. Of course, everyone does. Well, I don't think it'd be natural to feel otherwise. But what is this thing you and I call myself? This thing our friends call you, the person you are, the thing that makes us different from others and endears us to others, the meaning. It's called your life. How are you creating your life? Walt Whitman said, there is more to a man and a woman than is contained between his or her hat and his or her bootstraps. Jesus said, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. It is this hidden source of our being that we are looking for, this high gift of heaven, this thing in us that can mold and make our personality. This is our treasure of life. This is the source of our inspiration. Who are you? What are you? You want the freedom to live? The freedom to create your life? Well, you're going to learn to live, think, and act from the feeling that there is a limitless power back of everything we do. A power of good. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Iron Workers. Titanic shaping and bridging the future giant titans of incredible strength and vision. They have vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed, educated world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of the construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers, the brotherhood and the sisterhood. I want you to acknowledge them for their talent and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. In solidarity, they stand together. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on, ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. Rika Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. They're on a road trip this week. There's something. Pick up the mirror. Say hello to the creator of your life. On a scale of 1 to 10, how's it going? Log on heparks.org. Contact your park district, senior center, or the library. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, RCPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain of youth. Stress, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. Did you know that those three factors are premature factors in aging and many times death? Get the book, You will love it. It's only available by getting in touch with me, and you know how to do that. Now remember, the show is archived. Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire, wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Did you know that most people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Do you want to start your own home-based business? I don't care if you're a retired solopreneur, entrepreneur, still working. You don't have to invest huge capital. But when you become the CEO of your dream, you're fulfilling it. You're reaching your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You know how to get in touch with me. And let's talk. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the largest social network reaching listeners all over the world. Do you create your experiences? Well, you heard me quote Emma Curtis Hopkins. There is good for me, and I ought to have it. I don't know, do you deserve it? One of the most important things to remember is that we are always causing something to be created for us. Every minute we're making a choice. And that whatever cause we have set in motion must produce some kind of effect. Cause and effect. Cause and effect. Don't we enjoy and even thrill to the godlike possibilities we see in ourselves in peak moments? And yet we simultaneously shiver with weakness, awe, and fear before these same possibilities. Fear of knowing is very deeply a fear of doing. Many of my quotes are from Science of the Mind, and all doubt and fear must go, and in their place must come faith and confidence, for we shall be led by the Spirit into all good. I want to ask you something. Who is creating your life? Do you take time to listen to the inner you? I don't care what your age is. I don't care your gender, your ethnicity, your ethnic background. I don't care. Can you sit quietly? Can you sit quietly and accept the goodness that is there for you? Today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. And remember, erase the thoughts of yesterday that would rob us of today's happiness. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., choose happiness. And live in the now. Can you do that? Can you accept who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Au revoir.